The UK has never been happy with a German-led European Union, and David Cameron has recently rocked the EU boat again by announcing plans to curb immigration. This is in direct contravention of an EU foundation pillar, freedom of movement. Cameron cites security concerns in the wake of Britain's ISIS jihadist issues. But German Chancellor Angela Merkel has fired back, saying these limits were a point of no return for Germany, and she will reconsider their support for the UK's EU membership. So is David Cameron just playing to the gallery with a good old-fashioned stouch with the Germans? Roderick Chambers reports.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
After David Cameron saying there's no way the UK will be paying the EU their $3 billion euro back bill, he's now upped the ante with his plans to limit immigration. Germany's Angela Merkel is getting fed up with dealing with a bulgy UK. It's increasingly been driven by the threat to David Cameron's government by the UK Independence Party in the upcoming elections. University of Sydney's Professor Simon Tormey agrees.
I think this is really all about the Conservatives being absolutely petrified of the threat posed by the UK Independence Party. What we've got is David Cameron basically trying to make the European Union into a sort of a la carte menu of things that you can opt into and opt out of. One of the most important elements of that is the free movement of people across the European Union, which is very much a cardinal principle. So what he's trying to do is to test the appetite of the other EU leaders for allowing Britain basically to opt out of that, so that Cameron can go back to his own party and say, you know what, we have solved the immigration problem, which is causing the rise of the UK Independence Party, and that'll better enable us to be positioned for the election next year.
Is this just all about domestic employment and the reduced prospects immigrants pose? It used to be all about the Aussie dentist or the Polish plumber coming in and taking British jobs. Is it now about the jihadist journeyman that the Brits are worried about?
Look, I think it is. Look, I think there's always been pressure in the UK labour market, and Nigel Farage and the UKIP have picked this up. But their big chance, instead of, you know, being overly xenophobic and saying we don't like Polish plumbers, they now can use terror as a way of arguing reasonably justifiably that you have to be very careful on your borders. And, of course, they had their own issues with the burqa, where a male actually disguised as a woman in a burqa was able to flee the UK and flee persecution, one of the alleged terrorist bombers in London. So there is a bit of genuine concern on security, but it's getting mixed up with other labour market issues in the UK.
That was Dr. Tim Harcourt, the airport economist from UNSW, summarising the wedge UKIP have created for David Cameron. He's now promised a poll on EU membership, and a bit like the Scottish poll, this is a bit of a gamble. Simon Tormey again.
Basically, it's a two-stage poll within the UK. They're going to try to renegotiate certain terms within the EU first, and then after the general election next year, they're going to come back to the British people and say, with these renegotiated terms, do you still think it's good for us to be inside the EU, or do you want us to leave? And at the moment, the polls basically having for a long time said that the majority of Brits want to be within the EU have now switched. They've now turned. I've been looking at the polling data this morning, and it's quite clear that UKIP, its message about leaving EU is getting through. It's seeping into the imaginary of the ordinary British voter, and I think if you're going to have a poll today or next week, it would probably be in favour of leaving the European Union.
But why is Angela Merkel firing back at Britain now, threatening to withdraw German support for the UK?
The Germans feel that they're carrying the can fiscally. She's always felt that they've had to pay my big fat Greek debt in terms of picking up the bill for Athens.
With many Brits still smarting over losing control over the contents of their British banger and their ice cream, it's looking like a pretty popular move, isn't it, Tim Harcourt?
I think Britain was smart to keep out of the common currency, and if Europe's gone too far, then they're probably better off, you know, being a strong UK economy but trading with Europe rather than having all these constitutional things imposed upon them.
That was Tim Harcourt, the airport economist, ending that report by Roderick Chambers.